Hello everyone. It's been a while since my last podcast. It's not that I have had abandoned my effort, it's just that there were so many things that has happened, are still happening in our society that I was momentarily detained from my goal of completing this podcast of teachers, tips, and tweaks. But my direction has kind of changed just by the change that has happened around me. I mean, since the pandemic has been at its height, we are presently now with over 207,000 Americans are dead and millions are infected, and those numbers continue to rise at a daily fashion. And since August began, my school system was adamant about starting face-to-face. Yes, we did offer the online digital version, but for the most part, most of our students showed up for face-to-face on August the 17th. And we are now beginning our sixth or seventh week of face-to-face instruction. My classroom totally looks different. It does not look like it normally would look. I was the teacher who liked collaborative learning, so in order to do that, my students had to sit in groups. But the notion of them sitting so closely was just not something that was possible or feasible. So my admin suggested that we spread out all of the desk, and I typically have anywhere from 26 is a low number to 36 in a class. And this year was no different. My first block has 30 students. My second block has 27. And I know you're thinking, well, that's just two blocks a day. Well, you know, part of the day I'm academic coach, so one of those blocks is devoted to doing those responsibilities and duties. But the time that I'm spending in class, I'm spending it 90 minutes nonstop with anywhere from 27 to 30 students. And yes, I do have students that have been going home because they were either exposed to the virus or they have the virus, and then they return. There is contact tracing, but I wouldn't say really, because the students that are near those students that have to go home, I mean, they don't go home. They're still there with us. We're still in the room together. And when we change classes, you encourage them to socially distance, but they're not. They're not doing it at all. They are still clumping together. And oh, masks. That's the thing. With the mask wearing, our district at their board meeting mandated that masks are not required. However, teachers can require them in their individual classrooms, but it's not a requirement that they wear a mask to school, in class, on the halls, you know, in the cafeteria. It's not mandated that they wear them. Therefore, because it is not board policy, we, the teachers, have no real, we don't have any power to mandate that they wear them in our classes. Now, I do require them to wear a mask. They have the option of sitting outside, but then you know how that goes. I'm not going outside to teach. My classroom is where it is, and my things are there. I'm not going outside to teach. And I know that may sound harsh, but if my students and their families feel that it is an inconvenience to wear a mask in class for the time period that they are in there to not only protect themselves, but to protect those around them, then I see it as an inconvenience to have to divide my time between those in the room where the instruction is going on and outside on the walkway, because my school actually has an outdoor campus. So when you leave my classroom, you go outside. You're not on the hall in the building. You are outside on the wing. And there are lots of other things going on outside. You know, lovely things. You hear birds singing. You may see an occasional dog, you know, run across the parking lot. You will hear NJROTC doing their drills outside. You will have people walking back and forth. So there are lots of things going on outside. I encourage them to wear a mask because the alternative is you're going to go lacking with your instruction. So that's just to bring everyone up to speed with where I am. This is not necessarily any tips that I'm giving or anything that you can do to tweak your instruction that is forthcoming, but this is just to preface, I guess, to set the tone for subsequent podcasts from Teacher Tweaks and Tips. And we're just going to go forth because this is something that I believe in. I do have some strategies that I want to share with my audience with regards to how to navigate in these classrooms in a pandemic. Welcome everyone back to Teacher Tweaks and Tips. I am Simona Watts-Lacoste, and today I want to talk to you about blended classroom instruction. I know that blended classroom instruction is not a new concept. However, given our present crisis that our society is in the midst of, I feel that it is something that needs to be revisited. It's something that needs to be viewed in a different manner. My system, like several systems in the United States, have gone back to school with face-to-face instruction. Like many of those systems, our students, our faculty, staff, administration, we all basically thought that we were going to be in school for a short amount of time, 10 days tops. And we actually went into it with the mindset that when we are shut down again, when students have to go home again, that we had to have a plan in place that would allow that transition to be as fluid as possible. So many of us, and when I say us, I'm talking about different systems across the nation, were encouraged to have something in place, preferably something like a Google Classroom that you can operate from, that you could have a digital aspect with the preparation in place of, okay, you're going home and we can continue doing what we were doing. Ironically, even though our COVID numbers are continuing to increase and the area that I live in, we actually were considered to be a hot spot in Georgia. And since we've lost that, thankfully, our hotspot status has diminished so that we're not considered to be a hotspot, but our numbers are continuing to increase. Despite that fact, despite that, we are still in face-to-face instruction. And many teachers have opted to continue with that route of this digital approach. And it's not necessarily just using Google Classroom, but using a platform like E2020 or Edgenuity as the mode of instruction. So you have to be able to blend these two aspects together, your face-to-face with your digital, because you may very well have students that are at home with a COVID excuse, COVID-related absence, and those students are required to continue with their instruction, or you've got to give them their instruction. So the digital aspect is there so that they can continue with the lesson and not lose any standards or fall behind. The sad thing is that we have teachers who have been utilizing just the digital platform solely, even in face-to-face instruction. So the blended classroom concept, as I was saying previously, needs to be seen in a way that it's true blended instruction. You still have your face-to-face, but from time to time, you will have your students do things that do not require you in a digital format. So, what I propose is that using a platform like Google Classroom to push everything through. I'm talking every quiz, every daily assignment, every major assessment, if it's written responses, essays, discussion, Socratic seminar, whatever it is that you are doing in your class, use the platform like Google Classroom to push everything out. That will allow for a digital component in a pre-existing face-to-face, which will free you up as the teacher to continue doing those things that you would normally naturally do. You would, of course, have your opening. You would have your work session, your closing. In your work session, you would still continue to have students do the things that they need to do independent of you, and you still continue with having those conversations with students, having those one-on-ones, those small group instructions, so that you can ensure that your students' needs are being met. Blended instruction, to me, is probably, and I'll say, not probably, most definitely, I will not go back to the way that I taught before. Yes, I had a standards-based classroom. From top to bottom, it was standards-based. But the digital part of it, the, quote, blendedness of having technology merged with face-to-face, it wasn't so much so that. Now, given the circumstance of having to come back to school after being home for so long and teaching remotely, distance learning opportunities that I provided to my students, I took that concept of the distance learning and I merged it with my face-to-face. Because let's face it, we are face-to-face with most of our students. Some of us have all of our students. Therefore, it does not make any sense to use just a digital instruction delivery when you have your students sitting right there in front of you. It is boring to them, and it is boring to you as the teacher, or it should be, to sit there while they're sitting on their computer doing the activities that you have assigned to them in that format without any face-to-face instruction. Most of these platforms, most of these programs like Edgenuity, and I'm not knocking Edgenuity because Edgenuity has its place. It is great for
providing instruction if that's your model. If that is your sole model, it's perfect for that. But for face-to-face, having a student sit there on this program and not have any real interaction with you, the teacher, and you're in the room with them, is not an effective way to ensure that your students' needs are being met. And this is how I presented it to my faculty and staff when I actually had to do a training on how I utilize blended classroom model in my class. I told them that these digital things that you use, that we have at our disposal, they should be viewed like you would view your textbook, as a resource. They supplement you, the teacher, not you supplementing it. It supplements you. It fills in providing extra practice, unit recovery, enrichment activities to what you are already presenting to your students. Not the other way around.